And Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you because no man can do these things except the Holy Spirit. The lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, the barren carry children, renewals in the Spirit. Father, we honor your holy name. We thank you again for showing us in a pure way that you love us and you care about us, sending us your word with power. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, you can have your seat.
A lot of things have happened. There's a video I wanted to watch. I don't know if they have it at the back. Friday night or Thursday, I'm not sure, as the power of God was working in the Atoning Church, they were streaming. The power of God touched the children's church. The children's church, not this, the children's church were not even like watching, they were just putting the kids there and having their own time. But the power of God moved from here, Heath and Tony, and moved into the children's church. Do you have that video now? I don't know where they are. I need someone to communicate with me if you have the video. Look at it. Look at kids, 5 years, 7 years, speaking in tongues, all of the power.
So with one voice, we raise a cry. The lamentations of the people have gone to God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I was overwhelmed. Just watching it, I was overwhelmed. You know, because of course now you see some pastors there. What happened was that when the power of God touched the place, the coordinating person ran out and went to tell one of the pastors that you have to send the pastor here. Something is happening that it's beyond children's church teacher. You need to see what is going on here. And that was the power of God. You know, how do you get a five-year-old in that number to fake it? That's why I don't understand. When someone say they are faking it, how do you get it? On Friday, you know, one of the sitting honorables came to church. He said, thank you for opening my eyes to things I never thought were real. He said, I felt the power of God. Glory to God. So many things. Glory to God. We have a testimony they wanted me to listen to. Where is the person? Where? Are you the person? Please come. They wanted me to give you the microphone. Is that the microphone? Praise God. Thank you, sir. Please come. You can come upstairs. Yes. Good morning. Please look at us and share your testimony. I think the microphone should be on.
Hello. Pastor, thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
My name is Samson. I'm actually from Ibagada Church. I had to come here to testify. Sometime last year, I came just like everybody else for wine press. And I was at Ibagada Church. That was the first time I attended this commission, and I came like everybody else, and I was seated behind the choir stand, and pastor gave a word that we should give towards and we should sow a seed for the Isaac offering. Man, I've never done that in my life before because I don't really go to meetings like this, but something prompted in my spirit that I should sow a seed, and I did that. In fact, pastor, sir, the seed was really, because it was in foreign currency, so I did that. And
was in foreign currency, and it was
it was a lot for me, and I did that. And after the program, 3 days later, I was in the office, and I got a call from an unlikely source, my elder sister. This is somebody we don't really talk, have business conversations together. We've never had that conversation before in my entire life. And she just told me about some, because she works with one of these top banks in the treasury department, and she told me that, Sam, this, some of these monies that you're keeping, why can't you bring it together? Let's invest and do some partnership. I'm like, I've never had this urge to do investments before, like partnering with someone. But since she's my sister, I had to give it a try. Pastor, sir, can you believe that from after Wine Press, so it was 3 days after Wine Press, yeah, towards the 31st of January. And sir, from the first week in February, sir, up to this present week, sir, there is no week in the whole of 2022 that I don't earn in six figures every week. And I'm not talking about 400, 500K now. Every week,
my
sir.
God.
So my total earnings of 2021, in 5 months in 2022, I've already done 800% of it.
800%?
Yes, my total earnings of 2021. In 2022, 5 months into 2022, I've already done 800%, sir. Pastor, as I'm talking to you, even last week, I was saying, actually, still, even last week, sir, the store entered again. I'm like, hey, God, is this... So, Pastor, I've been having this yield in my spirit to do something for my parents. And last year, August, because the stuff was just coming, I said, I must not... let me just do before something. I just had to... I bought a property for my parents, Pastor.
Wow.
I did that. Wow. Without stress,
without borrowing,
without, I did it. And to the great Pastor, thank you for saying yes to Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you for saying yes to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah.
Thank you.
What would you say to someone that is thinking, should I give or not? What would you say right now?
What I would say to everybody here is that as he has done for one, he can do for the other. As Pastor has said, give into the Isaac offering. I don't know if you have any conception or any misconstruction in your heart. I beg you in the name of God, for the first time in your life, just put your faith to work. I'm a living testimony. I did that, just like everybody else. And praise now, God. Pastor, sir, I'm a multimillionaire. Thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor.
Wow.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Praise God. Let's put our hands together for the Lord one more time and shout hallelujah. The reason why your giving works is not because God is a money doubler. It's because God responds to your faith. Your giving is your faith. Anybody can talk faith. Your giving is your faith. Then, you know, I had the opportunity to look through the cards and see what you wrote as things you were believing God for. I wish I could give them back to you because the things you wrote were too small. Yeah, at least you can keep writing all the things like I want this, I want that. Put one big dream there. A big dream is something as simple as I want to have a private jet. Yeah, put something there. Yeah, I want to buy a flat in Manhattan and pay cash for it. Put a dream there. I'm going to build my parents a house. When I say a house, not in the jungle, in the core of the city with a swimming pool, and going to deploy 24 hours maid and nursing services for them. Those are things you should be believing God for. Not that I need a job that will give me 20 this. No. Think bigger. So if there's a way you can retrieve your cards, maybe you should retrieve them. All of you online that have not filled yours, retrieve them and feed it again. I'm believing God for big things. Yeah, I was praying this year. I said, Lord, this year, I'm praying that I don't want to tell you the number. I said that from this ministry, I just want you to reach certain billionaires. And I said, and I set the numbers. I said, Lord, this is what I want. I thank God for all these breakthroughs. I thank God for multi-million, but I just want this number. People that when you say, let's build an orphanage, pa, 10 billion is complete. Praise God. Those are things you should be believing God for. Yeah. Believe God for huge things. Huge things. Praise God. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 1, verse 12. The miracles were amazing. I've seen many miracles. You can just keep flashing the pictures, and while we're looking at, just keep flashing the pictures, because some of you are not here all this through the week. You just came. Remember this man that couldn't work? Yeah, you remember this man that couldn't work? Go, you know, and he came in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Very powerful. Very powerful. Just different in the other centers, different things. Glory to God. People carried to the other centers that got up and started working. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thought we were going to show some more pictures. I'm not sure what happened in that area. This was the You look at the guy with the sprain on the foot with the bandage, and he began, and they saw them carry him, you know, they saw them carry him. Look at them holding the worker for the man that couldn't work. Several miracles of the power of God. Look at that. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Let's go ahead into the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the fourth service, I'm going to ask all the pastors to please be available. After doing the fourth service, we'll lay hands on people that need that kind of ministration. I'm saying so because some of you might want to plan, you know, towards that. All right. John chapter 1 in verse 12. How to receive a breakthrough. Three things affect, John chapter 1 verse 12. Three things affect clarity. And the reason I'm really teaching on this is because one of the things the Spirit of God said to me, and I really prayed for, is that people will receive what? Clarity. Three things that affect clarity. Number one, a lack of recognition of the patterns of God's dealing in our lives. So when you're praying for clarity and you're struggling to have clarity, one of the things you must know that may be going on is that it's a lack of recognition of God's pattern in our lives. The Bible says this in Isaiah chapter 42 verse 19. I don't know if you have that scripture quickly. Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 19. The Bible says this. Who is blind but my servant or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect and blind as the Lord's servant? See what the Bible says. Seeing many things, it says, but observeth not, opening the ears and he heareth not. Meaning that God is speaking to him all the time. Will you drop the volumes on the monitor just a little? It says God is speaking to him all the time, but he cannot see. God is showing him things, but yet he cannot hear. So one of the reasons why people says I don't have clarity is because they've not trained themselves to recognize the pattern of God. And we see that clearly in the life of Samuel. Every time God called Samuel, Samuel will run to Eli. Samuel will run to Eli. Every time God calls Samuel, Samuel will run to Eli. The question is that God is speaking to you, but you're running to your mind. So when people don't have clarity, one of the reasons is got the lack of recognition of pattern. The second reason is this. Because of our strong desires. And if you have a problem understanding clarity, go to Harvesters TV. I have on YouTube, I have 10 messages there on how to recognize and hear the voice of God. It will help you work it out. Because the way you're going to recognize the voice of God and have clarity is to understand the voice of the Holy Spirit. I talked about that maybe Thursday or, you know, or Wednesday thereabout. The second way you're going to have clarity, the second thing that disturbs clarity is very strong desires. Very strong desires of perception. You know, you so want to do this business that you can't hear somebody else. You so want to date this person, you can see somebody else. And a good example is the wise men. The wise men, God was leading them by a star to Jesus Christ. But when they got to Jerusalem, what did they do? They went to the house of who? Of Herod. Why? Because in their mind, that was their perception. You keep going to a place thinking that's where God will speak to you. You keep looking to a person thinking that's what God will use. But God wants to use somebody else. And that's why you don't have clarity. Guess what? As soon as the wise men were heading towards Herod, the Bible says the star they saw disappeared. Could it be that just your desire to migrate is not allowing you to hear God? Could it be just a desire to marry that girl is not allowing you to hear God? Could it be just a desire to start this kind of business is not allowing you to hear God? They were so persuaded. And I wonder what happened to them, because they should have asked themselves, why did the star disappear? The star disappeared because they are taking a detour from the will of God. As soon as they went back on the right way, the star appeared. You know why? Because the star never really disappeared. They were the one that left the star. The star never really disappeared. They were the one that left the star. God is guiding you. You're the one walking away from guidance. He's pulling you to himself. For example, in this conference, there are specific things God has told you. Have you written them down? Or are you going to, after this, go back to what you used to do before? Oh, shalamana kabaya garabashanda yabala. may I not go back to who I used to be. The third reason why people have problem with clarity is this. Because of the pain and the emotions and fear, all those things come together and they block clarity. Look at Moses. When God told Moses, hey Moses, I want to go, Moses said no, because he had experienced a lot of pain. But what does the Bible say? Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. This is how clarity comes. You're so anxious. You're so disturbed. You're so worried. You're so vexed. You're so bad. Isaiah 30 verse 15. See, let's read together. I want to go. For so saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. Let's the last line. Want to go. In what? It says, where will your strength be? In quietness. There's a lot going on. The reason why you can't hear God about marriage is this. You're too troubled. You're too anxious. The reason why you can't hear him about this delay is that you're too troubled. You're too anxious. And God says, in quietness. No wonder he says, be still and know I am the Lord. You know, sometimes when I'm going to preach, I'm working on it. Then I feel as if I seem to add some things. Then the time is going. And I'm like, Holy Ghost, I need help now. Holy Ghost, I need help now. How do I put all this together? And I'll just do what? I'll just take a song. And I have a lot to do. I'll play it. The reason why is that he can show me just one thing that I will do that will cover the rest. I will just stay. Here am I to worship. Here am I to bow down. And as I'm praying, when I start, all this thought goes in my mind. Brrr, you should do that. You do this. I mean, no. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Some of you, because of the losses you've had in business, you can't be still. You're panicking. And the beauty of this conference, the beauty of this fasting is a place you come to and be still and know that I am the Lord. See, there are certain things you will never hear until there's stillness on the inside. Certain things you will never hear. Did you hear that brother testify? He said, when he said we should give the Isaac offering. Because, see, it's not something, I wish it was something I thought about. We never used to do it. But I was listening to a service. I was watching the message. And the Lord said, every time you gather around the word of God, challenge the people to stretch their faith in giving. And the first time we did the Isaac offering, I give 10 million. But the question is this, let me tell you, you know why I'm saying this to you? When I became a pastor, one of the things I could not talk well on was giving. Everybody here knows that. In fact, for the first 5 years of our church, I never spoke on tithing. And I'll tell you the reason why. When I became a pastor, my mother had an abusive relationship with her pastor. Very abusive. She was one of the major financiers of their church. But another pastor reported to my mom that the pastor was using the money well. So my mom now began to say, instead of tithing money, she'll be bringing what the church needs, which is also wrong. So you know what the pastor did? Instead of a pastor to have a conversation with her, a pastor would go on the pulpit, talk about her and talk about, don't bring generators, don't buy cement. God says, bring your tithe. That's what, bring them on. That this was my mom's relation to the pastor. This won't happen. When I chose, and I said the Lord had called me to ministry, my mother, with tears in her eyes, said, ah, my own son that I gave birth to will be someone that will use Bible to cajole people to give. Hey, he said, I regret having you as a child. And since that time, I was very afraid, because in my mind, everybody's going to think you're going to take the money. But I learned, be still and know that I am the Lord. The only reason I can challenge people to give is because I've heard from heaven. But see, I became bold because I heard. You know why you're not bold? Because you've not heard. It's the word of God that changes chicken-livered people to lion-hearted people. It's something you hear. And in this conference, you must hear something.
if you have not heard this last day of the fast, I said you will hear a sound from heaven. I said you will hear a sound from heaven. On your next step, receive clear directions. Clear directions. What to do about your children? What to do about your marriage? What to do about ministry? Receive in the name of Jesus. By December, we were not thinking of doing wine press here. No. But the word came. It's the year of exploit. One of the meaning of exploit is daunting feats. It was not in our plan. As at a month ago, this was not in our plan. But see how it turned out gloriously. Just because we heard from heaven. At the peak of the decision, I told the pastors, let me go and pray. Give me 24 hours. Someone said, pastor, all the people that we even normally have, that we normally bring people, they're not here. I said, God says, do without them. In this conference, don't invite them. And yet, it's been the biggest conference that we grew big. In quantity, in multiplication, in signs, in wonders, in influence, everywhere. A lady sent a message from the UK. He said, I have been bleeding for 20 years. I was watching life. Bah! The power of God touched me. He said, the bridge is touched. Where's Miami? He told me, give me the microphone. In your office, what happened? Give me the microphone. He told me this morning.
So two people fell under the anointing, and these are people that do not even believe. You know,
they were watching in the office, not at home. The power moved from this place, boah, right in the office, knocked them off. They are not even church people. Oh. Someone called me yesterday. You saw it on Twitter. They said Pastor Laji is taking all the bad people. Someone called me yesterday. He said, all the Yahweh I know have come to your church. He said, so another one said, is it Juju? Are you supposed to fool them? I said, don't insult the power of God. But it's one thing, by stepping out because you heard the voice of God. What you had in this meeting, step out and do it. It says, this sign shall follow them that believe. Glory to God. One of the beauty of this meeting is clarity. I've not even gotten to my message. I hope you know I'm saying about speaking about how to receive breakthrough. I will get there in second service. I've not even gotten to the message at all. But as I was praying this morning, God says three things. Tell them first. How to receive clarity. And I believe that it's because someone here needs to hear something. Many visions of God. He said, be still. He told Matt, I said, you're worried about too many things. He said, one thing is needful. Mengo le mana rosti haya. Pekoste si sister le nemendroski. Si le to manan gristo prate. Mando ke se te le doneata. But still, and know that I am the Lord. Let me help you. And I'll give you the summary of the main message in 2 minutes, because the Spirit of God had told me some things just now. Every time God wants to give you a breakthrough, He gives you a breakthrough by changing, by giving you a new insight and a new mindset. That's it. You know why I'm saying so? Because now that you've come for an impartation service, what will happen to you? At the end of the day, what you want is a breakthrough. But how will a breakthrough come? The Spirit of God will give you what? A new insight. He will give you a new insight. This is very powerful. You know, how do I know this? Because this is what God does all the time. He will give you a new insight. When it was time for Abraham to have a child,
He told Abraham, count the stars. He gave him a new insight. He gave him a new belief. The reason why I'm saying so is this. The area where you want a breakthrough, there's a mindset that needs to break. And there's a new mindset that the Spirit of God is giving to you. You need to allow the Holy Ghost shatter it. Because the Spirit of God is moving. Some of you, you don't realize that the mindset is what Satan is trying to hold you. You have a mindset like, I can't do well in Nigeria. You have a mindset like, God doesn't love me. You have a mindset that there are no responsible men to marry me. You have a mindset that I have nobody to help me. These are mindsets that become tools in the hands of Satan. So when God wants to deal with you, he begins to break. To break the mindset, he changed his name from Abraham. Abraham means assumed, supposed father, to Abraham, meaning the father of many children. He gave him a new mindset. God today wants to give you a new mindset. He wants to change you from what you call yourself to a new name. Oh my God. He wants to give you something new. Look at Peter. Look at Mary. Look at Peter. He told Peter, launch your net for a catch. Peter said, there's no fish here. He said, for a catch. He gave Peter a new vision. I know you've caught nothing before, but go and catch something. He didn't say try. He said catch something. Peter said, okay, because of your word, I will do it. This is a question to you. What area is God trying to change your mindset through something? There's something he's saying to you right now that needs to change your mind. And this is why a lot of Christians, they pray, they fast, they never see results. Because in prayer, you don't receive what you prayed for. You receive what you believe for. Mark chapter 11 verse 24. I know many of you have never heard that before. But let's check the Bible. You don't pray what you ask. You don't receive what you ask for. You receive what you believe for. So I can be asking for 10,000. But if my belief is 2,000, that's what I will receive. Look at Mark 11 24. Let's read to God. It says, therefore I say unto you, that what things soever when you desire, when you pray, believe what? And it shall what? What do you have? You have what you believe you receive. I can keep praying for funding, but if my belief is that it's so hard to get funding, what do I receive? I receive it's so hard to get funding. Lift up your hands and speak in tongues, everyone. Libratica suskene meneretu sevelegede. Shalekene trodida. This is an impartation service. Manokreto Shabala, all of you online, this is an impartation service. Mengreto Nerasize Vreketone Haya, Angrusi, Ingrumana, Belute Nekorabashatela. Let something drop upon my life this morning. Let something drop upon my life this morning. Anakwatisusevele, let something drop upon my life this morning. This cancer cannot follow me home. This affliction of my child must go today. There must be grace to overtake. I've been behind for a long time. There must be grace to overtake. Selegane mratona haha. Sakota le de metoshia. In Jesus, let me pray. Please sit down 1 minute. Just wave your hands and thank the Holy Spirit. Oh my God. His presence, His glory is in this place. John chapter 4 verse 48. This is my last verse. Ushers, just be on alert. As the power of God begins to fall all about this place. You know, some of you are not used to it. Don't bother. It will just begin to fall. Watch this, what I said. When God wants to give you a breakthrough, he gives you what? A new insight and a new belief. How does he give you a new insight? And this, you need to go back and watch this on YouTube, the second service. How does he give you a new insight and a new belief? The first thing he does is through his word. He would, like Abraham, he told Abraham, I will make you the father of many. He will send his word, and that word will shatter the whole belief and give you new belief. But the second thing he does is this. Watch what he does. When God wants to give you a breakthrough, Jesus Christ said this, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. What did he mean? This is what he was saying. Everybody pay attention to this. He was just saying, Jesus was saying this. The reason why you can't have a breakthrough is that logically, it has no reference in your system. For example now, if you don't eat snake and they put snake in front of you, you will struggle. Because there's nothing in your mind that makes you feel a certain way about snake. What you are believing God for, your mind cannot contain it. So it's very difficult. So you know what God does? God grants you an encounter or a miracle to do what? To expand your mind. So the reason why you can believe for that breakthrough is because now you have had what? An encounter that expanded your mind. That's why some of you notice this. There are miracles that happen one off in your life, not because you are at that level of spiritual progress or grace, but the reason why God gives it to you is simple. So that when that happens, you can believe God for much more. This is what it means. He says, I know you will struggle to believe, except there be signs and wonders. So the signs and wonders are meant to expand you. But the point is that, do you recognize it? Like in this service, you'll just feel the anointing come upon you. Question, why is it coming upon you? Is that not the assurance that God has met your need? Sometimes it's a word from a teaching that will just come. Is that not the assurance that God has met your need? But instead of you to take that and say, wow, the Lord met with me. All Jacob needed was a dream where he saw angels ascending and descending. And he said, that's it. I know the Lord is with me. The reason why is that it's just logic. And let me say this about logic. That was why when the angel told Mary she was going to get pregnant, Mary said, how will I get pregnant? It was difficult. You know what? She was looking for a point of reference. Something that will help her believe. So the angel said, Mary, go and stay with who? Go and stay with your cousin Elizabeth. Why? If you see what God has done for Elizabeth, that is very old, it will be easy for you to believe. What God does in encounters is this. It gives you an encounter, an impartation that makes you believe for other things. You know why? So when the days are tough, you can say, in wine press, I felt an assurance. In one press, I received the word. He uses his word and supernatural encounters to challenge us to believe. I'm saying so to you so I can know what to believe and receive today. Great are you, Lord. Great are
Lord.
Mandala baraba shakala raba yagala.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Lobolobo shandele gaboro de the sabalahaya.
Great
are you, Lord. Selected in the red of a cone, Remas and Rade Hattish. Great are you, Lord. Mamba Lava Haya Gada Haya.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Great Everybody go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray.